Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. A subcommittee of cabinet has been established to develop a strategic response to the issue of treatment of persons in lockups and correctional facilities. The subcommittee is being headed by National Security Minister Peter Bunting, along with Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding and other members. On Monday, August 18, Cabinet received an update from Minister Bunting on the Mario Dean incident and the short-term measures being implemented to minimize the likelihood of a recurrence of such incidents. The Security Minister is also to review a revised lockup administration policy, which he recently received from Acting Commissioner of Police Glenmore Hines. The policy contains new arrangements pertaining to the care and protection of persons in police custody and is in keeping with a directive from the Minister to the Police High Command to undertake an immediate and comprehensive review of all procedures and arrangements governing detentions. Minister with Responsibility for Sport, Natalie Nita Headley, has congratulated the 122-year-old Melbourne Cricket Club for again hosting a 12-day summer camp for more than 70 children between 5 and 16 years old. The summer camp is designed to develop the talent of young cricketers. The program, which got underway August 18, will expose campers to lessons from former West Indies cricketers such as Courtney Walsh, Robert Samuels, Dennis Miller and Dorothy Hobson. Minister Nita Headley says the program is helpful as it develops a cricket nursery aimed at giving youngsters opportunities in the area of sports.
Grassroots programs like these consistently make the difference. These are the incubators. This is where we develop the talent. These programs take players to the higher level. They teach them the correct techniques of bowling the ball early enough that they don't develop the bad habits.
Mrs. Nita Headley also commended the Melbourne Cricket Club on the opening of the Roddy Williams Centre of Excellence, which was named in honour of the stalwart member.
I'm therefore extremely pleased that as part of this year's camp, youth development will continue to be emphasised, not just at this annual summer camp, but right throughout the year.
And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has congratulated the Jamaica team on its performance at the just-concluded 41st World Chess Olympiad in Tromsø, Norway. In congratulating the team on its best performance ever in the World Chess Olympiad, Minister Nita Headley said they made Jamaica proud. She said the performance in the open men's section was extremely well and saw them gaining 3 new international titles, while the women gained 1 new international title to finish in the top 10 in their category. Overall, this is the most Jamaica has ever achieved in a single chess Olympics, the minister notes. Minister Nita Headley says she is truly heartened to see that Jamaicans are making such strides in an area of sport in which the country cannot claim traditional excellence. She says the performance of the chess team only goes to show that with preparation and discipline, Jamaica's sportsmen and women can excel in any field. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
Are you 13 to 17 or 18 to 25 years old?
If yes, the Office of the Public Defender, OPD, wants to hear from you.
Enter the OPD's nationwide essay competition and win big prizes.
Including a start towards a small business.
Cash for books and uniform.
And cash to start a First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union account and lots more.
Category 1, ages 13 to 17 years.
In no more than 1,500 words, respond to this statement. The disabled in my school are treated fairly and equally. If you don't agree, say how you change it.
Category 2, ages 18 to 25 years.
In your own words, say which of the rights as cited under the Charter of Fundamental Rights and Freedom do you consider most important and why.
The participant must be a tertiary level student and response should be in no more than 2,500 words.
That's the Office of the Public Defender essay competition. Enter today and win big. Deadline October 3. Call the OPD at 922-4882 now for more details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.